Have you ever wondered why being on a motorcycle feels less like physics and more like exhilaration?
You get that feeling, and you're hooked. You have to have it. It's because your brain is wired to reward the lean. Today we're diving into the neuroscience of the apex, how your inner ear transforms the fear of falling into a dopamine hit you can't wait to chase again and again. It's that feeling we struggle to explain to non-riders, but we often refer to as freedom. This effect is likely the reason I got hooked on riding on two wheels when I was very young, and has put me on a path I'm still on today. Think back to when you started riding. After you got past the initial fear, it was the purest form of fun. You became addicted. We're going to talk about why this happens. Welcome along for another hangout, everyone. In our hangouts, we discuss stories from the saddle, motorcycling experiences, and biker-related topics.
Let's get to it.
If you're part of the 93% that are new here, welcome. The algorithm dropped you in for a reason. And around here, we don't just ride. We go a little deeper into what it all means. And if you've been around, whether you watch quietly, a frequent commenter, or you're one of the subscribers, just know, I see you. You're the reason this channel exists and feels like more than just a collection of videos. I appreciate you more than you know.
There's all kinds of things that go into successfully navigating a curve. Things to think about: downshifting, correcting your speed, applying brake, leaning, throttling through. All these things are included in good navigation of a curve. Thing I wanted to be clear about is that's not what this video is about today. If you're looking for a training video, they exist. This isn't going to be one of them. But I can recommend one that can help you to improve your riding skill so that you can successfully navigate through turns. Check the link down in the description, or I'll put a tag up in the top corner. But what we're talking about today is the effect that it has on the rider as we successfully navigate these curves on the road and get appropriate lean angle.
Because when you master the skill of carving a corner, it feels like you're flying. Are you guys ready? Let's go.
The moment your bike tips off center, something primal wakes up. Inside your inner ear are two systems: the semicircular canals and the otolith organs. Together, they act like a biological inertial measurement unit, or IMU, detecting rotation, tilt, and acceleration in real time. As you initiate a lean, your eyes say one thing: the horizon is stable. But your inner ear says you're falling. That conflict creates an immediate spike in alertness. Your brain flags this as a survival challenge, not danger, but controlled danger. And that distinction is everything. Cornering isn't just motion, it's math your brain solves instantly. To stay upright in the lean, your body balances two forces: gravity pulling you down and the centrifugal force pushing you outward. When those forces align perfectly, you don't fall, you flow. The computational power required to maintain stability is astounding. Tens of thousands of micro adjustments per second are executed to maintain balance. Your cerebellum coordinates timing, prediction, and error correction, and is required to handle millions of neural signals per second. And when your brain confirms that balance at speed, it rewards you hard. The cerebellum registers success and releases dopamine. That's the hit. But that's not all. At high angles, something even stranger happens. Your brain stops seeing the bike as separate from you. It extends your body map, so the machine becomes part of your nervous system. This is called proprioception, but on a motorcycle, it becomes a proprioceptive high. You're not riding the bike. You are the bike. Early on, when you were a beginner, your amygdala, the fear center, ran the show. Lean equals danger. Your brain resists it. But with experience, control shifts to the prefrontal cortex. Now you're not reacting, you're predicting. This is where the quiet eye kicks in. Your focus narrows, your thoughts disappear, everything irrelevant fades away. This is flow state. And cornering creates it over and over and over again. That rhythm, upright, lean, upright, lean, becomes addictive. Here's why. The moment you stand the bike back up, your body releases the afterburn. Norepinephrine sharpens you. Endorphins smooth everything out. It's a chemical cocktail of clarity and calm. And your brain immediately does something interesting. It replays the corner over and over because it wants it again. If you like this sort of thing and would like to support the channel, the best way to do that right now is to click the subscribe button. I'm going to be at the US Moto Expo 2026, the Ultimate Motorcycle Expo, Saturday, April 18th at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy, Utah. Get a discount on your tickets by using the link in the description. Modern motorcycles now come equipped with IMUs, tracking lean angle, acceleration, and rotation. In a way, they're copying you. Because humans are wired to operate at the edge of balance. It's the same instinct that made us effective hunters and warriors. High speed movement, precision control, calculated risk. Today, that instinct shows up in a corner. So why do we hunt the apex? Because every perfect lean is more than technique. It's biology. It's chemistry. It's your brain rewarding you for dancing with gravity and winning. And once you feel it, you're never really chasing speed. You're chasing that moment. I know that this phenomenon has happened to me. I've been changed by riding a motorcycle over many years, and I guess I should admit it. I'm an addict. That's gonna get clipped. If you ever felt that pull into a corner, you already know exactly what I'm talking about. Drop a comment. What's the route with the best twisties you've ever ridden? There's a lot more happening on that bike than you think. The neuroscience of riding is unique and complex. As you become more experienced, you begin to develop X-Men-like superpowers. Untapped abilities hidden within you begin to manifest, and once unlocked, you will possess precognition, or the ability to predict movement of erratic objects in the near future. Extrasensory perception by extending the tactile feel of your body into inanimate objects, and a regenerative healing factor in both your mind and body. If you would like to learn how to obtain these abilities, stick around and hang out a while longer by clicking this video. If you'd rather get out there on the road, this video is for you. I would really like to hear your ideas for hangout topics and enjoy your questions or comments. I'll see you out on the road, and we'll see you next time.